Across the country, property is often passed down from generation to generation without legal paperwork. That's especially true of African Americans in the South. It's known as heirs' property, and it can create a host of home ownership problems. Sam Whitehead from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting has our story.
Oh, here you go, fixed it. No, but it is all excited, I'm telling you.
Camille McKnight has spent many an afternoon on the front porch of her small white house in Porterdale, Georgia.
My granddaddy lived here, and he moved, and then my parents moved down in this house.
McKnight, who's 80, grew up here in Rose Hill, a neighborhood built a century ago for African-American workers at the local cotton mill. Rose Hill hasn't aged well. Many of the homes haven't been kept up to code, and some sit empty, slowly dissolving into the woods.
If we don't get no help up in here, I just wonder, would it be a Rose Hill?
In 2013, the city tried to help. It won a $250,000 grant to fix up homes in Rose Hill. But the plan hit a snag.
You couldn't get the grant because the person named the house in had to be living.
Like others in Rose Hill, McKnight's home was still in her parents' name, not hers. And because of that, the grant fell through.
At that time, not anyone owned their property outright.
Terry Gray is a member of the Porterdale City Council. She's chuckling because in this day and age, that's hard to believe.
Even though you lived in the house and you say, well, in my Bible or I have a letter, that's fine. But when it comes to grants and taxes, the property needs to be in your name.
Gray saw cleaning up property titles as the key to saving Rose Hill. Helping in that effort is Delene Porter from the Georgia Heirs Property Law Center.
It doesn't matter whether you are trying to completely transform and remake a neighborhood or you're trying to preserve a neighborhood. Title is kind of at the root of whether you'll be successful in either case.
The nonprofit works to help folks like Camille McKnight, who's one of their clients, prove they own their homes. Porter says it's no small feat.
It's the two most complicated things. It's land and family.
First, you have to track down every relative with a claim to the property. Then make sure they don't want it. Porter says the process can take years.
The fact that people own heirs' property to begin with reflects some historical factors.
Thomas Mitchell studies heirs' property at Texas A&M. He says it's hard to know exactly how big the problem is nationwide, but says you can find heirs' property anywhere you find marginalized groups of people.
For example, right after the end of the Civil War, African-American property owners were denied legal services in many places throughout this country.
Mitchell says heirs' property is a problem you'll find mostly in Native American and immigrant communities, among the urban and rural poor, and in former mill towns like Porterdale. Back on her front porch, Camille McKnight wonders about the future of Rose Hill and her home.
After I'm gone, even though the house is not in my name, I just wish somebody in the family, you know, would carry on.
But that hope might be in vain. McKnight says she doesn't have a will and hasn't discussed the matter with her children. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.